sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kwezakusihlwa mthokazi omuhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kuMpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi abasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali kabayizuzi nje lendlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali.
Kuzadlalwa ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu, iningi lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo.
Ngibona ukuthi khona kuzaba yiholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamali, akulamali elizweni.
Abasakhulayo abanengi bathi isimo somnotho sibanzimele kakhulu lonyaka lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle yabantu iyenyuka. Silazo ezamasiko, ezemidlalo, ezokuzilibazisa kanye lezabantsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Iningi lizadlala ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo ngenxa yendlala ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisishiyangalombili eZimbabwe 7.7 million. Ababona ngenhlalakahle kaZulu bathi phezu kwendlala abantu abaningi bavele besehluleka ukuselela imideni yabo ngenxa yokonakala komnotho okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokucishwa mahlayana kwamandla kagesi osokuphazamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe lamankampani akhiqiza impahla etshiyeneyo. Sixoxe lomnumzana efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso emela abathengi iNational Consumer Rights Association.
Ikhefu lalunyaka lizabanzima kakhulu ebantwini abanengi ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula kulalokho abakwenelisayo. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abanengi abasebenzi abanamabhizinisi okuthola imali kabayizuzi nje lendlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali ebiza kwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bathenge izinto babe lekhisimusi engcono kuleyanyaka enye le eminyakeni le edlulileyo. Ngokunjalo-ke hhayi, abanengi ikhisimusi ngegama ikhisimusi nje ngoba kulusuku olwabe kuthiwa mhla ka 25 kodwa-ke babe bephakathi kobunzima bazalala bengadlanga kuza kusa bengadlanga abanye bazabe bengela mpahla zokugqoka bengela sepa yokwatsha bengela chukela bengela sinkwa ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula.
Umnyaka ka 2025 ubona uminjani?
Ngaphandle kokuthi kube le nguquko eziyisimangaliso kwezenotho kuzabanzima ebantwini kumnyaka olandelayo. Ezenotho yebo zingaguqukela ababili abathathu abalutshwane kodwa kuZulu omnengi bakhathana kakhulu lesinkwa, bakhathana kakhulu lalapho kudliwa khona. Ngakho-ke kukhangelela ukuthi baqhubeke bephakathi kwezinsizi kuzabanzima ukuthi benelise ukubhadala i-school fees, benelise ukuya ezibhedlela ngendlela efaneleyo. Kuseselomthwalo omkhulu ebantwini oba abaningi baphakathi kosizi. Ngakho-ke kangiboni nguquko enkulu ebantwini abaningi. Yebo kambe abalutshwane bazazu zinguquko lapha lalaphana ngoba vele kuhlala kusenzakalela kwabalutshwane kodwa abaningi 2025 uzabenzima njengo-2024 kumbe emubi kakhulu kulo 2024.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ngowenhlanganiso ye-National Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu.
Empeleni akutshengisi ukuthi sesisesikhathini sekhisimusi, esikhathini sekhefu. Kunje nje ngabe ngeminye iminyaka eyadlulayo ngabe siyabona kulo kuphithizela ukuthize abantu bengena emavinkilini bethenga lokhu lalokho belungisela ikhisimusi engakutsho ukuthi kuthule zwi akukhanyi lokuthi sikuleso sikhathi kungenxa yokuthi abantu kabalamali nxa imali ingekho akulethi lukuluku lwekhefu ebantwini kuba mdambiyana nje abantu bamdambiyana kulanto ekhanyayo eveza ukuthi bathakazelela lesisikhathi njalo kulokulungiselela lesisikhathi kuthule nje zwi okuveza obala ukuthi abantu abaselayo leyo ngwabungwabu ukubangelwa yikusweleka kwemali
ezitolo ungathi izinto zikhwelile yini
uchwayanyana nje esilwenzileyo ngokungena emavinkilini zikhangela lokhu lalokhu ikakhulu ngapha ngasemakhaya kutshengisa ukuthi hathi akula kukhwela okuthize ikakhulu kumpahla ezithengwa ezitolo okukhona ukuthi abantu bona yibo abangelayo imali yokuthenga uze badlale ikhefu bezikholisela imali kayikho ebantwini impahla zingabe ziyikuyona leyana intengo bezikivele zikiyo kodwa okungekhoyo yimali yokuthenga ebantwini osingathi kukhwelile kungaba zimota emgwaqweni lapha nxa abantu besuka emadolobheni besiza emakhaya seziqalisile ukuthi zikhweze kubangelwa ukuthi sokulabantu abanengi abafuna ukuhamba ngalesi sikhathi
Umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu ngowenhlanganiso ye-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Abanye abatsha bathi kabasoze benelise ukuzithokozisa ngekhisimusi lonyaka ngoba kabalamali lanxa umongameli yeMasoni Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle kaZulu weZimbabwe iyathuthuka kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu
omunye wabatsha okhulumele Studio 7 osakhulayo nguRichard Moyo ohlala eBudiriro eHarare othi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi athenge isinkwa asifake ijemu lemajarini apheke irayisi lenkukhu ekhanzingiweyo njalo anathe itiye ejiyileyo ngoba ngala mali uthi usekhohle ngokuthenga izigqoko zekhisimusi ngoba ngala yona isenti yokuthenga isitiki somejisi
lo nyaka ikhisimusi akula akula khisimusi yeZimbabwe lo nyaka ngoba ungakhayela intengo yezinto ezitoli ikhupheke kakhulu ikhwele into zonke ziyadula phezu kwakhona oku imali yakhona ayibambeki abantu abalamsebenzi njengathi thini intsha asilayo imisebenzi asilamali uthi uthi unxa ungahlanganisa udobha okuncane uthi uhambe esitolo ubona ukuthi ayithengi imali yakhona iyona imali yelizwe yona izigi lakhona alitholakali sibhombuza kuthiwa likhona
uphanathe Zibindi osebenza ukuthunga izicathulo enzikini yedolobho leHarare ukusimo esifanayo
kuyafana vele ya mina vele ngizibonelani kuyafana ngoba nxa ungela mali akula nto eziningi ongakwanisa ukuzenza yabo nxa ungela mali ya it's sort of ngathi sesinikani ipressure vele njengentsha asesinikani ipressure ngoba ungabona omunye umuntu esenza ezinye izinto ongeke ukwanisa ukuzenza ngoba wabona yabo ungela mali
abaningi abafana noPanashe kanye noRichard abathi akusakhulumeki ngokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi kulezi nsuku uTafazwa Majoni odabuka ejombe uthi ujayele ukwethekelela ekhaya ngekhefu leli kodwa lo nyaka kuza kuba nzima ukwenza lokhu
ikhisimusi yabona it's a big holiday iholiday enkulu kakhulu siyabe sifuna ukuthi khona at least sikwanise ukuthi sithengele abadala ukudla senzeni yabona silathi sikwanise ukuthi siyebona abadala ngoba siyabe sabeyekile ukuthi izosebenza yabo but then manje nxa usubuyela emakhaya kungiyela into eyiphetheyo kwenzima ngingazi iholiday nje but mbona ukuthi khona kuzaba iholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda asilamali akulamali elizweni izigali bambeki
omunye osakhulayo ongumbalisi uPeter Dube uthi imali ayihole kulinyanga ayimvumeli ukuba thakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi njengenhlala yenza
hayi Christmas ayisekho into yokuphomba ukukhanyela sithaba ukuthi sifikile ilanga kuphela elidlulayo enze sesenzo kwethu esukwenza nxa ukuthi asilamali imsebenza ikho sayenzani sasancedwa kudala ngumgabe owayesiyenzele i-21st yiyo sesengathi i-Christmas kithi ngoba sasikholisa njengama-youth madekaresa kwizinto zidakiwe
kunabanye abadonsa nzima abathi baza kwenza konke okusemandleni abo lonyaka ukuthi bethakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi omunye wabo ngutati wazemuto ohlala eHarare.
I-Christmas leyo I think izabe ichaza kakhulu ngoba nizabe ngisekhaya nihlane labangane lezihlobo labo bonke nje engibaziyo nje sizijabulela nje sizikholisisa njengabantu esegcinana kudala singasakwazi ukubona.
Abantu abaningi bathi kufunakala phose amakhulu amabili amadola i-$200 ekuthenga izifela emlonyeni izigqolo kunye ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi bathi akayibambeki imali le eZimbabwe okungatholakali imisebenzi ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimnozilozi Ndlovu.
Singene kuhlelo lwamasiko
sigcina amasiko wethu owenze
yeyi njengehlala yenza ngiyalamukela kusigaba samasiko lokuphika kwabantu nsuku zonke lilami umthombo Sithembayo uGibbs Dube ngilapha eWashington DC namhlanje ke lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu baba Ngwenya ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyena ukubingelela abalaleli nabasakazi ngithi silindele uChristmas ube muhle.
Yes, lethe bona ukuthi uChristmas uzaba muhle. Ye, asikhulume ngesithembo lapha. Abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma enkundleni zokuxhumana bathi isithembo vele somathi ngazi siyachabalala. Kwini vele singathi kuqhathekile ngesithembo ngamaphitshane zobangwe.
Baba Dube ngizathi mina lapha kulokuhlukana kwembono yomphakathi lapha othola abanye bethu bona isithembo silungile abanye bethu asilungile kodwa ke mina ngokuhlaziya kwami nxa kade ngibuka impilo yabantu ngiye nginazelela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphila impilo engelaqiniso phakathi ngoba lawo uzamfakazela labalaleli bazamfakazela ukuthi sesikubone kusuka kaningi lapho othola ukuthi obaba bathi belemizi belabomama kodwa kube khona omama emakhwapheni abalabo emaceleni bengafuni ukuvela kube leqiniso kucace ukuthi ukhona omunye okhona eceleni. Ngakho-ke siyakubona lokho ukuthi okhokho bethu nabobaba bethu babehlakaniphile bengayifuni impilo enamanga phakathi okuthi nxa bebona ukuthi-ke kunaleso simo bakubeke ngendlela esemthethweni njengoba uyazi ukuthi phela isithembo lesi kwakule ndlela zaso zokuthi umuntu ungena kanjani kuso kwaba kwakuba nendlela yokuthi uyasondela kumama onguyena phela unkosikazi wakhona amcele kumbe sithi amtshele ngokuthi usefuna ukumtholela unyana wabo noma umnakwabo.
Ye, sikhona mpo Ngwenya, sikhona mpo sibili kuzo kuthiwa-ke umuntu uselamakhosikazi ayisithupha kumbe 10 kumbe konale kuyasebenzeka yini endlini nxa ubona khonokho ukuthi nxa uyindoda kumele umuntu enze
njengoba ngike natsho ukuthi into le isizo sihlukane ngembono kodwa siye sibone nasesithembo hamba kube lezi nkinga lapho othola ukuthi-ke iningi labantu abanesithembo kuye kube nokungezwani okuba khona phakathi komndeni umndeni omunye wendoda nje lapho othola khona ngempela hayi kuphilwa kwenzima kakhulu sekuzokhonjwana nobuthakathi ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kuhambe ubaba sometimes ahluleke ukuthi ayibhalanse lento uthole ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye sebefila sengazathi usethatha uthando lonke walusa nanxanye ikakhulu kulaba abaye bathathwe le muva kuye kubonakala engathi usethanda lowo mutsha kulalowo mdala. Ngakho-ke kuyinto ngempela engiyibona ithanda ukuba nzima nxa sesisanda kwaba namakhosikazi awu-6 kodwa-ke futhi okunye engibona ngathi kuthanda ukuba yinkinga lapha yikuthi kunalento yokuthi ke ukudla kwakudala kwakungatholakali kanzima ngaleyo ndlela, kanti futhi izinto eziningi izinto ezazingathathelwa phezulu, njengokuthi kwakufanele phela indoda yondle. Kulezi nsuku njengoba sesiya kukhisimusi kunje, abantwana bafuna impahla zikakhisimusi. Ma sibuya khona lapho sibuyela ku-back to school, zazingekho zonke lezo zinto. Kwakuthi umnumzana nje ma efuyile lezi nkomo zakhe lime masimini, abantwana bedle besuthe nje, kuzagqoka umntwana mhlawumbe kusukela emabhethini, ibhethi elilodwa nje elingaduli elingatholakali kanzima. Kwafika noma sokuqala ukugqokwa ezesimanje, kodwa kwakungasiyo into ethathwa serious kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele abukeke egqoke kahle. Kwakwenza kube lula ukuthi abanumzana laba bakwazi ukuthi babe naso isithembo. Kodwa namhlanje uthanda kuba nzima, ngoba ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi laba bantu ubanakekele konke ngesinye isikhathi kuye kubonakale sengathi ubaphilisa nzima.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu Mgwenya. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngeviki ezayo. Sizabiza labomama ukuthi bangene. Ngizwa abanye besithi into zasithembo lezi kuyahlupha Mgwenya. Sibonge kakhulu ngathi kusavakwangwe.
Sibonge, sibongela kubalaleli.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu ke lo ngubaba uMbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Beli lami lamhlanje njengahlala yenza kumthembo ozithembayo ngikhona pha-ke eWashington DC. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Sibonge uGibbs wakho Dube ngohlelo lwamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla sibhekane lekhisimusi nje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya.
Ngiyabonga ukuyamukelwa ehlelweni lwe-Studio 7. Ibese ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abadidiyeli bezindaba zakwa-Studio 7. Ngisithi sanibonani, ukuthula makube nani ngaphansi kwegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela, niyinjabulo yethu bantu be-Studio 7. Hlalani niyazi ukuthi niyinjabulo yethu. Manje ngivakatshile ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje yeChristmas, noma yokuhamba noma yokuzalwa kwendodana enguJesu Kristus. Ifundeka ke kanje encwadini kaLuka yesibili evesini lika 4. Naye uJosefa wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha waya eJudiya emzini kaDavide othiwa iBethlehema, ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide. Amen. Ukukhuphuka ke umuntu osuka inhliziyo yakhe ithe usefuna ukuya endaweni enje. Manje lokhu kwakungokomthetho, ukukhuphuka lokhu kwakungokomthetho, kwakumemezelwe ukuthi omunye nomunye umuntu kabalwe, abalwe ukuze igovernment ibe yazi ukuthi inabantu abangaki. Kuthiwa kuJosefa naye wakhuphuka ebuyele emzini kaDavide, ngokuba emzini kaDavide kwakugibo. Kuthiwa wathi esefika lapho ke uDavide wambona esenomka wakhe uMaria befika ekhaya. Kuthiwa ke bafika lapho iy'nsuku zaseziphelile zokubana uMaria atete athole umntwana igama lakhe linguJesu, owamemezelwa umprofiti uYisaya ukuthi kuyozalwa inkosi eminyakeni ezayo, inkosi yabaJuda eyabithiwa nguJesu. Kuthiwa uYisaya uNkulunkulu wazo wakhuluma noYisaya wathi, bheka Isaya, ungeke ufe nokufa ungakaboni inkazimulo engizayiletha emhlabeni. Kuthiwa uJesu wathi efika uYisaya wakhuluma wathi enkosini, Nkosi, bese ngithanda phela ukuthi ngikhuphuke ngihambe ngiye emazulwini, ngokuba induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngihlale ngingafi ngiyibonile uJesu, ngimbonile umntwana. Kuthiwa ukuzalweni kwake kukaJesu nezulu nalo latshela izingilozi zasezulwini, ingilozi zasuka ezulwini zazotshaya amaphiko lapho kulele khona uJesu. Nabafana benkomo badlule emzini kaHerodi babuzu Herodi, bakoko demsini ka Herodi bathi uphilo ozelwe eyinkosi sifuna kumbona ozelwe eyinkosi igama lake nguJesu oyinkosi yamakhosi oyinkosi yabajuda. Kuthiwa uHerodi wamangala kakhulu lezi ndawo zokuthi kukhona umuntu ozazalwa eyinkosi. Badlula abafana begcwele indlela, uyazi ke wena ukuhamba kwabafana lukukaba, abafana bayahamba and bayahamba abafana. Kuthiwa badlula inkanyezi yabadlulisa yathi yobakhomba lapho kukhona uJesu. Badlula besiya lapho kukhona uJesu. Uma kusisa kusasa ekuseni, uFaro kuthiwa wabiza bonke abantu abangamakhosi, abayizinduna, abayabaprofiti, wathi ngizwani yini lokhu engikuzwayo endlebeni sami okuthiwa kukhona inkosi eyiselwe enguJesu, yini nani ngangitsheli? Bathi yebo, kwakhulunywa kudala umprofiti uIsaya wathi kuyoba khona umuntu ozozalwa igama lake linguJesu, njalo izulu lingitshelile ukuthi ngeke ngife ngingakamboni uJesu. Yikho kwathi uJesu uma ezalwa uIsaya wakhuluma noNkulunkulu wathi ke sengiyibonile induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngingafi, kufanele ngiqale ngibone yona, sengiyibonile bese ngicela ukuhamba ngokuba wayesemdala phela eprofita. Ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga ezindabeni zokuhamba, omunye nomunye uzahamba, siyambeka emthandazweni. Nkosi yamakhosi, hamba nabahambayo, ujabulise amakholwa wonke angaphansi kwegama lakho, uwajabulise nabo labo abangashontiyo, ubajabulise ngokuba manje amakholwa ngobunenge ayokuchitha izigidi nezigidi ebhadala amabhasi esiyathandaza ezindaweni. Ngokutsho njalo asithandazeni, sithandazeni sonke ngokuba kuthandaza abantu behlangene kunamandla. Siyabathandazela Nkosi abazagcwala imigwaqo besiye emizini besiya kuphi nakuphi, siyabathandazela Nkosi, hamba nabo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha. Asivaleni ke lo mthandazo esikuwo, umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu nokudlelwana kothando nomoya wengcwele lapha emazulwini, hamba nabahambayo, usale nabasalayo, ndodana kaDavide. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa lonkosana Sancho Gumbo, yena owadlalela amaqembu enguqu abalisa eleZimbabwe Saints, AmaZulu, Masingo United kanye leNjube Sundowns. Kodwa singakayi lapho, ake sikhangele udaba lokhetho lenhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa oluzaqhutshwa ngoZibandlela.
Baphethwe imhejehede laba bafaka amaphepha okuthi bancintise ukhetho lenkokeli yeZifa. IZifa Normalization Committee yamukela amaphepha abantu laba yanikeza ikomiti ehlolisisa okutshiyeneyo ngabo okufana lokuthi bangabantu abanjani emphakathini, abanamacala yini lokuthi banemfundo edingakalayo na ukuthi bakhokele umdlalo webhola elizweni. Ikomiti le okuthiwa yi-Ethics and Integrity Committee ikhokela ligqwetha elakalaba ngumeya wedolobho leHarare umnumzana Muchadei Masunda. Kusasa Masunda ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu amabizo laba abaphumelele uncintisa kulolu khetho. Abanye abafaka amabizo befuna isikhundla sikamongameli weZifa Ngotha Magaya, Marshall Gore, Philemon Matshana, Martin Kweza, Farai Jere lonqobile Magwizi. Singeneke kudaba lukankosana Sancho Gumbo, yena okwaduma kwezenguqu edlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Nansi imbali yakhe.
Ngazalelwa eMpilo koBulawayo, eprimary ngafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube, secondary ngafunda eMpophoma High School. Ubaba wayedlala ibhora, then waba le-team iNjube United, yikho sonke sadlala khona, konke labo ubhuti bami uNoman, uRaman, Lochas, sonke sasiqasa khula, siqala sidlala kwiNjube United, sasikhotshwa ngubaba. Ibhola ngaqasa ukudlala ngise-primary school.
USancho ongena uqembu elikhulu leZimbabwe Saints emncane uthi kulomdlalo angasoze afa awukhohlwa.
Dlala neCapes United eKwanzora Stadium. Capes yangibona iqinile, Capes labo walo isibunjini, uStuart Morrison, uJoe Mgabe, uSilver Chikwenje, uBambo Brenda Msiska. Ayiqinile ithimu yangona. Ithe yangona ngahlosha amapenalty ayi-2. Game yangona sacina siyiwine 2-1. Hayi game yangona kwakufika.
Udlale inguqu ezingeni eliphezulu njalo kwesikhathi eside umfoka Gumbo.
Ngadlala for about 7 years kuZimbabwe Saints. 97 ikho ngihamba ngajoyina iyamaZulu, i-team eyayisanda ukupromota from Division 1. Then 2004 ngadlala 1 year kuMasvingo United. Then ngaphenduka ngabuya ngadlala kwiMjube Sundowns for 2 years.
Anqoba wathatha inkezo onkosana esadlala kuqembu lamaZulu.
Ngo-99 futhi sawina i-Independence Cup. 2002 sawina i-EPP. PP Cup, Madison Cup, I think 2001. That win the OK Grand Challenge League in 2003.
Usanjo utusaphatheka kwezenguqula namuhla, lanxa wathatha umhlala phansi.
Ngiyenza i-coaching ngiku Chicken Inn Football Club, yimu head of junior development. Ukuthi ibhola lakathi selithini lakudala. Abafana ba these days abasa train njengakuqala lokhuyana sesikwenze lokhuyana ujoya kusagijima yavuya ekuseni sijama road run what sesabasa train vele sebemelele ukuya train eground.
Bengabaningi bonke abadlala ibhola kudala uNkosana Gumbo ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bathiyeni lezidakamizwa uze baqhaze babe ngabadlali benguqu abalohlonze. Ngime nesitudio seven igama lamungeza Jesus Band.
Zimbabwe.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla silo Christopher Mazolo Ncube ehamba leqembu lakhe leManzamnyama Sound. Bephethe idlalate labo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Vika Dlozi.
Salubonani bantu bakithi, siphinde yabuya futhi indodana kaMazolo uChristopher Ncube oweqembu elithi iManzamnyama Super Sound. Isibuyile ledlalade layo eligcweleni eliqungethe ingoma ezingu-7 okuneyngoma efana noVika Dlozi lami neyngoma efana noImizi yakithi, ingoma ekuyizona ezithisa bebebebe.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Njengala eSouth Africa la embese khona nginendawo nginabantu abayimculo wami abangawuthola khona. Uma kuthanda ukuthi kube lula uyaxhumana nami ku 0766977326. Lapho uyabuxhumana nami straight, ikho lapho uyabo uzothola khona umculo wami. Ukhona kuma USB, ukhona nakuma CD.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ukuthi ngibonga ngazo zonke izandla zombili kubalandeli nakubo bonke abantu engisondelane nabo. Lokhu ngithokozisayo kunye abanye engingabaziyo through i-radio station yona nale sengibe nabalandeli cishe indawo ezikude lapho engingazi khona ukuthi bangaba bekuphi ngenxa yawo lo msakazo Studio 7.
Thank you.
Christopher Mazolo Ncube leqembu lakhe lemanzi amnyama Sound besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Hayi ke kwanele mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololo Gwana wamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7 p.m. kusvika na7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.